It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Tess. I'm great. Thank you very much. Just been down at Christchurch for a local government New Zealand conference, but got a fairly big agenda, so I didn't stay for the whole conference. Came back last night, and
Here we are.
Forward to the week. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's going to be a bit of a big week for you, seeing that the Free Speech Coalition are looking at taking the council to court.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Of all the things that you could raise money for, that they would waste their money, and it will be a waste because we haven't banned anybody from free speech. We've simply said that the venue is not available for them, and with the organisation that hires the venue out has done it on sound grounds. So these are people that are coming here to abuse and insult and provoke various of the ethnic and faith minorities in the city, and that is going to provoke reaction and cause security problems. It also brings the council into disrepute that they use our venue for that purpose. And both of those grounds are set out in the contract that anybody wanting to hire our facilities has to sign up to. So I think they'll lose. But what amazes me is what really amazes me is the amount of vile, awful comment I'm seeing on social media. And interestingly, I'm being portrayed as Adolf Hitler, yet this woman that wants to come here has claimed that Adolf Hitler was a social justice warrior. Well, I'm sorry, my parents' generation went away and fought in a war and died, a number of them, as many families did, and losing relations in that war to stop the awful things that Adolf Hitler stood for. And these guys are out there saying, well, you know, Hitler was, you know, you can understand why he murdered 6 million Jews. After all, many Jews were communists in Russia and they killed Christians. And by the way, if you're skin colour is dark, then your IQ is lower. You're automatically dumber than we white people. And then being deliberately inflammatory towards the Islamic community, who already, to be honest with you, Tess, suffer quite a lot of abuse because they dress differently. And, you know, a year ago I signed up to a pledge and it was called Give Nothing to Racism. And I will give nothing to racism. I deplore the sort of hate speech that they use that, you know, sounds more like it should have been in Alabama in the 1950s than Canada or New Zealand in the 21st century. But our decision was sound. It was sound legally. It was the right thing to do. They can still come here, actually. I hope they don't, but they can still come here. They can hire a venue that's not one of our venues, and maybe the people that donated $50,000 towards them can help them spread their obnoxious views in some other venue. So it's not about free speech. It's simply about whether we should make a council venue available to people who hold views that are not just different from ours, but are abusive to various ethnic and religious groups, are insulting and are provocative.
So you're confident that on the basis that there's a difference between it being verbally abusive and free speech in this case?
Oh yeah, look, there's no, you know, I'm as strong a defender of the right of free speech. Somebody said, you know, should Don Brash come to New Zealand? I'm not sure that he should come to New Zealand, but we wouldn't stop him. I disagree with him, but that doesn't mean to say that I wouldn't make a venue available that he might use. But these people are on the extreme, and that there was a good reason that they were banned from the United Kingdom, and that is because they set out deliberately to provoke minority groups. I mean, I see the woman wears a T-shirt saying it's all right to be white. Of course it is. You know, all of us should be proud of our ethnicity and where we come from. What it's not all right to do is to abuse, insult and provoke people on the basis of their race or their religion. And that's something that I think most Aucklanders would not support.
Yeah, so you mentioned Don Brash, so he's obviously a part of the Free Speech Coalition, which came together after you banned the two speakers to speak at a council venue. Is that an interesting coalition to you?
It is an interesting coalition. Look, I know Don Brash quite well, and I listened to him on radio the other day, and he hadn't read anything that they'd said. And he kind of, I think Don jumped on the bandwagon and then was in the position of not being able to explain what he did and why he did it. And I see his son has come out very strongly in the opposite direction. This is not about free speech. This is about their right to use our venues, venues that are paid for by all of the people in Auckland, including the 40% of Aucklanders not born in this country. And so it's not about free speech in the first instance. And before you go out and crusade on behalf of people, have a look at what they're saying and say, really, are these people worth that time and effort, given that they are actually in breach of Section 61 of the Race Relations Act, which says you can't go out and try to bring groups into contempt on the basis of their race or their religion. And that's clearly what these couple do. The evidence is all there. It's been printed in the paper. It's been run on the radio stations. They are not good people. They are doing it deliberately to provoke. This is not about free speech. This is about their claimed right to use our venues to be abusive and insulting of people on the basis of their race or their religion.
Some people have been arguing that if it was an alt-left group, would the same implications apply?
If they were being deliberately abusive about people's race and religion, exactly the same rules would apply. There are lots of people out there I have different views from. They're entitled to their views. I'm entitled to mine. We can debate it, and that's what democracy is about. But I am not obliged to aid and abet these groups by requiring a council agency to provide them with a council facility. The decision was made by the council agency on the basis that what they were intending to do at that venue was in breach of the terms of the contract. That's where it begins and ends. I came out and said, yeah, I think it's a good thing that they can't use council venues, because council venues shouldn't be used to incite contempt of people based on their race or religion. And what we're trying to be in Auckland is an inclusive city where everybody is respected, regardless of their race, colour or creed. That to me is absolutely fundamental as a principle by which we need to live in our city and how our city gets to be a great place to live. So I have no apologies, no regrets. We have done the right thing for the right reason, and if they want to spend $50,000 on taking it to court, good luck to them. They're entitled to do that under the law. I actually doubt that this group had actually... They cancelled their trip to New Zealand so quickly, and, you know, there was weeks for them to order another hall or whatever, you know. I just think they weren't selling any tickets, because by and large, here in Auckland, we are people that are fair-minded, and we're tolerant, and we like to give respect to people, not to see venom and abuse heaped on top of them. But there are some people in the city that don't live by that creed, and just look at my social media and you'll see people out there that say the most awful and vile things, you know, and if that's a reflection of where they're coming from, then I'm glad they're opposed to me.
Okay, and so the other point I wanted to touch on before we go is the new statue that is being put up at Bastion Point.
Yeah, well, it's still in the conceptual stage. It's an initiative driven by Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, and I think the concept's a great idea. Bastion Point stands out there. It's the it's called Bastion Point because it used to host Fort Bastion with the guns to stop the Russian fleet sailing into Auckland in the early 1900s. But to have a welcoming statue that was iconic for Auckland in the same way that Christ the Redeemer is in Rio de Janeiro or the Statue of Liberty is in New York, I think the concept's a great one. People like Ian Taylor, one of our best animators, firmly behind the concept and very supportive of it. I think a lot of people that love the idea of a major piece of public art, people who are in the tourism industry that know that, you know, what makes Auckland and New Zealand are an attractive destination to a lot of people, because that's what they tell us, is because we have a unique culture and identity here that marks us out from the rest of the world. Yeah, I think the idea should be explored, and you know, the Auckland Council voted to use some of its funds to help with the conceptualisation of that idea, on the basis that the statue, when built, will be funded largely by Ngāti Whātua, but also by other third parties. I think it'll be good for the city. Now, like any work of art, there'll be some people that like it and some people that don't, I guess. But I think the concept is the right one, and it will be associated with cultural facilities that that I think will be a must-go-to thing for people visiting Auckland from around the country and around the world.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for talking to us this morning, Phil.
Okay.
And I hope you have a great day.
Good to be on the program again, Tess. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.